about my mama.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
We're the Led Zeppelin, and we have reunited some Led Zeppelin, and we're playing our instruments. We have reunited. It is lots of fun for everyone. We're Led Zeppelin, yeah. Ba-ba-da, we're reunited again. And we have reunited, and everybody's happy. We're Led Zeppelin, yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Clean on the outside, but filthy and diseased on the inside. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right. Buzz?
Yes.
There he is.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
All right. All right. Buzz, in all seriousness, that was a nice thing you did today. And on behalf of whoever, uh-huh, we thank you.
Well, you're very welcome.
And we hope that you had a good time and that you spread the good word.
Yes. And the message of God.
I did. I think we did some good today.
Anyway, I did want to ask you, in the middle of all of that, you had mentioned that there was a problem with security, mm-hmm, when you arrived there. Yeah. Does it involve a cavity search? What did they do?
No, my only complaint is the frisking didn't last long enough.
You're still on the list, right?
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
You're still on the no-fly list.
Uh-huh. No, actually, I'm not, but there was some kind of a
yes,
snafu.
You are.
A snafu, as they say in the government.
Tell the truth. You were about, like, 5 minutes from Guantanamo. I mean, you were
today,
that close.
Was, yeah.
We missed
your
no-fly list. Are you kidding me?
So do they have the big guys with guns and stuff at this thing and all that?
Oh, my gosh, yeah, they have guns.
Tight as Tupperware security?
Oh, yeah, there are Marines and uniforms and rifles and machine guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's serious stuff.
Serious people here?
Some of them very serious, some of them just like you and me.
They serve any booze?
Not at this event, no.
Oh,
but they did give me a commemorative shot glass, so I'm appreciative of that. It's not like they're against booze.
I see. Interesting.
How'd you get invited to that gig?
Like I said, I know someone who works there, and they were looking for someone for this particular event, for this occasion.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to stop the show. I felt that we had kind of walked all over what you
thought we'd poo-pooed it a little bit. Is that what it was?
No, it was a big deal. Buzz is excited. No. Look how excited. He's still got his goddamn tie on. You know what I mean?
It was a big deal for him to go down and speak to this the group of
whoever it was.
The CIA or
the meaningless.
The shoe phone people.
The shoe phone.
Actually,
oh, that's right. The spies.
If it weren't for these people, you wouldn't have GPS in your cars. These are the people who sort of made GPS possible for us.
Really?
That's true.
I had no idea.
If it weren't for these people, I wouldn't have been able to find this place today.
So they're the ones that shoot the satellites up into the air?
Exactly.
Do they shoot, like, other stuff up into the air?
Mostly satellites, so they can take pictures of the planet Earth and map it in detail.
Didn't you feel the urge at any time? Because I know you. You're a guy that...
A prankster?
No. All about your privacy and all about, you know, Big Brother not watching. Didn't you feel torn at some point saying, I'm glad to be in front of all you people who have made it possible for someone to go on Google Earth and see me in my backyard with my shirt off doing curls like Lester Burnham?
I sort of like it when they watch.
That's what you think.
No,
Mr. Smarty Pants.
These are good people, good Americans, good hardworking people, and any evil that takes place is not their doing, it's the doing of the people they work for.
He'll be giving a nice little speech, Mr. Smarty Man. And then Buzz will throw the asparagus against the wall.
Because he's the king.
So the very end, I mean the very, very end of that
movie. Of American
movie.
Beauty.
I forgot, I do not like the very, very end. I don't like it after Lester Burnham gets shot in the head, and then they do the replay where everybody hears the gunshot. I don't like that ending at all. I don't like the fact that...
It's been so long. Doesn't it end with, like, a shot of Annette Bening's car and it's pouring rain?
Isn't yeah, she's like a, sobbing.
A fade out on him as his blood is, like, going all over the
place? Yeah, you see him on the table, and then you see the weird kid next door who comes over and stares at him as he's dead. You know, that shows you that he's fascinated with death and he's a weird kid. Then they go into this whole thing where they do the replay of hearing the gunshot, and what is that? And they have the little peanut butter cup girl that I will always identify her as. And they have the couple, they hear the gunshot. And then you see Annette Bening go up into his closet, and she grabs his clothes, and she breaks down and goes, oh! And then you see the gay father, the Marine, the tough guy, mm-hmm, coming back in with the gun.
Right.
And the gun empty on his wall. Mm-hmm. So it's just a very depressing ending to the movie.
Oh, no, not really.
Well, I loved American Beauty. But don't you think American Beauty, I know the whole premise of the movie is that Lester Berman says, today I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. But I just, you wish that he would win. I wish he didn't get shot.
The movie starts out, as I recall, it's that like scene from The Clouds when you're looking down like almost like a Google Earth.
Yeah, it's the story of the last day of his life.
Where he says, my name is Lester Burnham, this is the last day. So you know it's going to be the last day. God, what a great movie.
Mm-hmm. It is a great movie.
Ordinary guy with nothing to lose.
That's it. And he sits there. And when he sees her and the king come through the drive-thru, that's a classic scene.
Is that Mr. Smiley's?
Mr. Smiley. I have a Smiley burger, Smiley fries, and an orange soda.
And I love it when he turns it around on his boss. Well, you know what? I may just say that you came on to me, Fred.
Not to mention his wife. I say Kevin Spacey should make more movies.
He's great.
You don't see enough of him.
He was at, Mike, he's in Fred Claus.
Is he really?
And he's good in Fred Claus.
I gotta go see. I'll take the girls to see Fred Claus. Can I take the girls to Fred Claus? It's a really wink, wink. Okay, all right. Good.
No, I'm just doing my spastic Vince Vaughn impression.
Oh, that's Vince Vaughn.
He does that a lot.
Is that his character that does this? Because I've never been particularly aware of Vince Vaughn spazzing like that.
Vince Vaughn in real life does this a lot. He also does it a lot in the movies.
an eye tick.
Really?
Yeah. Your girls would love seeing this
movie. Oh, good. Okay. I don't think they've seen it yet.
Can he do, like, rapid alternating winks? Is that what he does in the movie?
Don't know. He's just got the one where he's like, you know, Santa Claus, my brother, right?
Right?
Yeah. And it looks like the nervous twitching. Yeah.
Well,
I like me the Vince Vaughn, too. I'll take the girls to see that.
Is the Kevin Spacey character like Lester Burnham in Fred Claus?
Exactly.
I thought so.
And Santa Claus ends up being like the guy next door with the Nazi plate.
With the plates?
Yeah.
Go to the North Pole and open Santa's curio cabinet?
Santa Claus, Paul Giamatti, wants Kevin Spacey just like in the movie American Beauty.
And it's so taboo because not only is he Santa Claus, but it's also incest.
Yes. It's terrible.
It's really wrong.
Especially when he sees Santa Claus working out through his upstairs window.
Warn your daughters about that before the movie.
Santa Claus's son has a collection of videotapes and sells marijuana out of his house and
Klaus
has
Klaus.
Frozen urine in his refrigerator.
To fool Santa when Santa wants to drug test him.
What's the kid's name in American Beauty? It's Ricky something. Ricky, and I forgot what his
character
last name
or
is.
His character name.
His character name, Ricky. Because after the dad kicks his ass.
Ricky.
Oh, Ricky. I'm sorry, Ricky. You make me hit you, son. You make me hit you because I'm gay. Because I'm gay and I want to be a tough Marine, but I'm really gay.
Now I'm going to drive you to school.
Yeah,
we can talk about gays.
Meanwhile, your mom's so traumatized, she sits at the dining room table all day staring at the wall.
Now, is that the same cat that's in that movie Breach? The guy that is the dad in American Beauty.
Yeah, Breach, you mean the story of the FBI spy.
I'm telling you, that's a movie if you're in, does Blockbuster exist anymore?
Barely.
Yeah, wherever you get your videos.
God, it's horrible that we don't know the actor's name, too, because he's been in a million movies. He's a fabulous actor, and he's great in Breach, and I don't think Breach was a very big success.
Isn't it Chris Cooper?
Chris Cooper.
His name. Yep. Anyway, rent it. He's good in that. Mike, good news for you.
Yes.
Good news for me. The regular season is over.
I'm waiting to hear the results.
Yeah, the Don and Mike Show Damn Dummy League 2007. Here we go. Week number 14. Robain, 96. John, 88.
Ooh, that was a close one.
Buzz, 104. Bart, 100.
Wow, that's close.
Mike, 115.
Oh, baby.
That's the Patriots, man. Tom Brady, right?
Tom Brady, once again.
Joe, 71.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt the Pollock, 93. Your charming and delightful me, 72.
Not one of your best weeks.
Nah.
I made a little pickup of Ernest Graham from your Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I believe that going into the postseason with my other running back, Marion Barber, I believe I got my running back set, which I waited all season for.
I got dicked this week by Terrell Owens and by Adrian Peterson. But I'm telling you that the lineup that I have now that it's down to the final four,
yes,
it's mine. The only thing
you mean you think the Super Bowl is yours?
The only fly in the ointment is the New England Patriots.
I happen to have Tom Brady and also
and the
New England and
defense.
The Patriots defense.
Yeah, so you are the prohibitive favorite.
I've got you know, the thing is I'm deep. That's the thing. As we go in, I am deep. I have two great quarterbacks. I have two great tight ends.
I have
two pretty good running backs.
I have three great quarterbacks. I have three great running backs. I have two great wide receivers, but yet I don't think it's going
to
be enough.
Well, wide receiver, and I found this to be the case in our fantasy league, wide receiver is rolling the dice every week. It's a pure crapshoot, no matter how talented. I've had Chad Johnson all year, and I've had maybe one good week out of it.
This is the first week, I think, I've had T.O. all year in this league. This is the first week he's not had a TD pass.
Really? Yes, T.O.'s been pretty consistent. Chad Johnson has not, but I've got, when I say I'm deep at quarterback, I've got the two best quarterbacks in football in both conferences right now. I've got Tony Romo, and I've got Tom Brady. And, you know, it's frustrating because I just don't know. No, okay. I'll be playing Tom Brady.
Tex, here's your final record.
Okay.
10-4.
God, what a fantasy season.
Second best record in the league would be Joe, 9-5.
Congratulations, Mr. Artigier.
And a tie for the third best record, 8-6. That would be myself and Matt the Pollock. So, in the playoffs.
Do I get a bye?
No, Mike.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
This weekend, it is Mike versus Matt the Pollock.
I'm going to mop the floor with him.
And me versus Joe Artinger.
That's going to be an interesting game.
Sure.
Joe's got Peyton Manning, so he's got a good team,
too. It looks like you and I are going to meet in the Super Bowl.
My team is so Packer-heavy. Thank God they're good this year. I got Brett Favre. I got Ryan Grant, the running back. I've got Jennings, the wide receiver. I've got the Packers defense. I mean, my season now lies on the Green Bay Packers. How great that is.
And can I say magnanimously,
to finally have them be in a position to make something happen positive.
May I say to every other team in our fantasy league this year that did not make the playoffs, nice effort. You all made a nice effort this year, and better luck next year.
Mike, let's say hi to the losers.
Yes, let's go over the losing teams this year.
That would be, let me see.
Rob just gives me one of these. Rob gives me the hands together and gives me a little thank you.
Let's see. Buzz was 7-7.
Uh-huh.
That's not bad. John was 6-8.
Not bad.
Rob, you were 5-9.
That's right, and I had LaDainian Tomlinson.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, everybody would have thought LT would have a good year.
And Bardio is 3-11.
Wow.
And all I hear from my kid constantly is he hates Eli Manning.
Yeah.
He's positive that that's the reason.
He's right.
The sole reason that he is 3-11 is Eli Manning.
I think Eli Manning has had another sort of spazzy year.
You know who had a really strong finish was Matt the Pole. He had 5 straight wins. He started horribly.
Hope he enjoys his 5 straight wins when I wipe the floor with him in the playoffs.
He's got a goddamn good lineup. He's got that quarterback from Cleveland. He's got Braylon Edwards from Cleveland. He's got a lot of guys that you don't know their names, but every week they score 20 goddamn points.
All right, I have a big dilemma this week in fantasy football, and I'm going to ask you. Because,
is it about QB?
No, it's not about QB.
Okay, what is it?
I don't think there's ever – you can't – I have to start Tom Brady.
Of course
every
you
week.
Do.
I have no choice. I have no, because even when Tony Romo has a good week, it's not as good a week as Tom Brady has. My question, once again, is at tight end. I am very curious as to whether I go with Tony Gonzalez or whether I go with Jason Witten.
You would be an idiot to go with Tony Gonzalez, and I'll tell you
why. I started
Kansas City sucks ass. You know what's his name, Witten? He's a go-to for Tony Romo.
Yeah.
He's a go-to.
Okay, well, I started. That's who's in my lineup. I will not make that change. Otherwise, I think I'm there. I think I am there. And, boy, what satisfaction I will have wiping the floor with Matt the Pollock.
All right, well, to be determined.
And you're not trash talking. I'm surprised. You've got Joe over there in the other room.
I told you.
You're not feeling confident?
No, here's the thing. It is really dumb luck. And I wouldn't feel right screaming about being 8-6. When in the other leagues I'm in, I'm like, one league I'm 6-8. In the other league, I'm the 3-11 guy.
Of course
so.
It's dumb luck. I mean, that's what makes it so funny when we do draft day and everybody's like getting all serious about it. When you can just simply look at a board on a computer screen 5 minutes before you pick, and you can go to the Super Bowl.
However, Raul, I do have to say that there is some skill involved.
There is some skill involved.
Well, what was that supposed to mean?
Because your team sucks. And I just got done saying that it's dumb luck.
Well, I'll tell you what I did. I picked up Ernest Graham from Tampa Bay.
Hold on, are you picking up a fight with my son?
I'm just saying I'm not the worst in the league.
Yeah, well, excuse me, he's going to college. What's your excuse? You got a wife and two kids.
Maybe if he was in college, he should have picked. Smart boy.
Rob takes no prisoners in fantasy league.
Let me just say, this is not for me, okay?
Because I understood. And it's not being said to me.
Right. No, it is.
Okay.
Bart says you're fat.
So Buzz has been emailing Bart.
You got that from me.
You know, I just want to say one thing about fantasy.
Bart doesn't give a rat's ass.
I really hope there's a person that's listening as we review this season. And that individual's name is Travis Butler Edlin.
Yes.
Who I fired this year as my general manager.
He's probably listening
at the gym. I took
the
reins. This is like Jerry Jones coming down and taking over the whole team. That's
right.
Did you
say he's listening at the gym?
No doubt.
Wonder how much. He gets along really well with that guy.
Well, they never fought.
They never fought at all.
He never raised his voice. I don't know. I'm fat.
He said, even after the trainer said, you're going to die.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Well, now would be your turn to tell Travis he's going to die.
Yes, Travis, I have to say, it was an incredible rebound year that I had without you.
Is there a chance, even a glimmer of hope, that you two could rebuild a bridge?
No. Wow. No, because this is the way I will manage my fantasy team, for years to come.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Even after I'm unemployed. I will I will manage my fantasy team like this.
How's that league going to work out next year, Mike?
It's going to be fantastic.
The league of one.
It'll be a reunion. It'll be a reunion at your house. That's exactly it. One time a year, we'll all see each other again. It'll be fantastic. It'll be delightful.
We got a break because we were so long-winded before. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.